Welcome back. Who's talking? Jim Hobgood here. Frank Maloney to my left, along with Michael Tusky. You'll hear from Michael before too long. Frank is going to introduce UVA swim coach Mark Bernardino. But don't forget, later in this segment, we'll have former Virginia swimming standout Phil Perdue join us as well. But Frank, how about the introduction?
Well, it's my pleasure, and I'm most delighted to be bringing on UVA head swim coach Mark Bernardino. He was a UVA graduate. Mark has been head coach at the university since 1978. Seems unbelievable. Anyway, his teams have racked up 13 men's ACC titles and 8 women's ACC titles and numerous finishes in the NCAA Top 25. The Aquatic and Fitness Center was built in 1996 and then expanded in 2004, really as a result of his hard work. Certainly the facility is one of the best in the East Coast. Currently, his teams are looking to win their 4th consecutive ACC titles. Without further ado, Mark, are you there?
I'm here, Frank and Jim. How are you?
We're great.
We're doing well. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Coach, straight away, easy question. After all these years at UVA, how have you managed to stay so motivated and so focused on the program?
Easy answer. Early on in my career, I got bounced around a little bit. We took a lot of losses, and the sting of losing has never left me. So I'm driven by the fear of loss now. So I think more than anything, I don't enjoy winning as much as I hate losing. In many ways, I don't like saying that, but that's what drives me. I just hate to lose, and I'd hate to think that I would put my alma mater in a position where we would ever lose. So I'm driven by that.
Yeah, Coach, that's what we call a competitor. We're, of course, visiting with Mark Bernardino, UVA head swimming coach. So going back to those early days where you struggled a little bit, what was the key to the turnaround?
I think several things. Number one, we were very fortunate to be able to start recruiting some very, very good athletes in the early 80s. It was a non-scholarship program, as you know, when I first started out. And for a long time, we were funded to the 40 and 50% level. In the late 80s, they bumped that up into the 60 percentile, and then we were able to track more good athletes. We were able to build a wonderful facility. And in the early 2000s, they fully funded the program. Craig Littlepage has been an absolutely wonderful athletic director to work for. Jim Copeland, before him, was responsible for getting this pool rolling and built. And we have a magnificent university. That doesn't come any better than this school. We have magnificent students. We have magnificent athletes, the facility. And we just got the ball rolling, and the kind of men and women we've been able to attract have made my job really easy because they love the tradition that we have, the tradition of excellence, the tradition of winning, and they want to be a part of it, and they want to make it better.
Just a quick question as a follow-up. When you say fully funded, how many scholarships do you have for the men and women, and do you split those?
Yeah, in men's swimming, there are 9.9 scholarships, and in women's swimming, there are 14. And, yes, we do split those. Very few athletes on this team have full scholarships.
That's interesting, 9.9. That's an interesting number to get to that.
Well, how about very interesting number.
They decided not to give you 10. They only gave you 9.9.
How about would have gotten a 0.9 there? All right. looking at your schedule, you've had a tremendous year so far, both the men and the women. We alluded earlier, I think they're both ranked around 10th and 11th. Heading into the ACC championships, the women go first. And they're going down to Atlanta. And then I understand the men are now getting ready to travel up to the Maryland Invitational, and then they will swim in the ACC Championships a week after that, right? So how do you keep track and manage the two teams as they head in different directions?
Yeah, that's my biggest worry and my biggest fear is when I'm on the road, most especially at the women's meet, we'll be gone from Tuesday through Sunday, and you're not there on the pool deck for practice. Obviously, you have that worry. I write all the practices in advance. I send them back. We'll leave One assistant coach back for a couple of extra days before bringing that person down to Atlanta to be with the team for the final 2 days of the women's championship meet. But you do your best, and you have a lot of faith and a lot of trust that the athletes will do what they know needs to be done in order to be successful. And we'll be back with them on pool deck on Sunday. But it's all even in the ACC. All the coaches in the ACC coach both the men's and the women's teams. So there's nobody that's really at a disadvantage.
Within the ACC, Coach, who's your primary competition?
University of North Carolina and Florida State are both outstanding programs, and we will definitely have our hands full with Carolina this year. I guess it's been since, 1970 when I arrived, but as an athlete and as a coach, this is probably the very best Carolina men's team that I've seen in that 40-year time span, and their women's team's not a whole lot worse off than their men. They're really, really good. So we're going to have an A-plus effort to defend our titles.
Yeah, Carolina, it seems almost without regard to what sport it is, Carolina tends to be a keen competitor within the ACC ranks. And they have a very nice facility down there too, don't they?
Indeed they do. It's beautiful.
Well, from the ACCs into the NCAA tournament, how does that work? Do you just have team, individual? Tell us that progression.
Sure. You need to qualify. There are two qualifying standards. There's an A standard, which automatically places you in the meet, and then there's a B standard. And the B standard, the top 30 women in the country, if they're reach that B standard, will get to go. And for the men, it's about the top 23 or 24 get to go. So you have to be mighty good as an individual to make it into the NCAA championships. We've been very fortunate these last few years to bring large teams to both meets, and hence our top 10 finishes at those meets for the last few years.
That's fantastic, Coach. Another, we finally got Phil Perdue on the line. Phil, are you there?
Jim, Frank. How are you, Frank and Jim? Mark?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us, Phil.
My pleasure. Good evening.
We didn't have a chance to tease you, so to speak, but Phil was in school with me at Virginia. He was a year ahead. He graduated in 1980 and was team captain for 2 years. Not coincidentally, that's when Mark took over the reins at UVA.
Well, the difference between you and Phil is he went to class.
He was fast. That's what, Phil was very fast at a swimming pool.
Well, it remains to be seen whether or not I went to class.
But, the rumor is you never did.
I made it through, let's put it that way. The great university that it was.
All right, let's pose a question to both of y'all. The ACC championships are coming up. Phil, maybe you can speak from the angle of what does a swimmer have to do to get up for the biggest meet of the year? And then, Coach, maybe you can talk about what it's like to worry as a head coach.
Sounds good. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, it's a long season, and, these kids just work phenomenally hard. 10 practices a week or so, and 4 or 5 hours a day. And then Mark is really good at tapering or resting these swimmers. And so for 2 or 3 weeks, somewhere in that range, these swimmers will start to come down on their yardage, and they'll get more rest, and they'll have more meetings and more talks, and they'll know sort of who their competition is throughout the year. And, when you get down there and you've got all the ACC schools there and all the stands are filled and the swimmers are rested, they have on their fast suits, the rest comes easy. You just have to control your nerves and, make sure, just realize that everything you've done all year long is going to be there, and you're going to be ready to go. It's just a matter of just supporting your teammates and trusting that your training is going to carry you through the meet.
I think you'd be a pretty good coach. Probably better than I would be a surgeon, right?
I tell you, it's the job you've done up there, it's just amazing. Mark, certainly you all don't know that back in the dark days of UVA swimming, we had a very small team, nothing compared to the team that he fields now, probably a third in size. And We usually had to share the lanes with Mark's dog Swabby, which was the Labrador that he had back in his younger days. But there were some great memories back in the late 70s.
Phil, you said something about swimmers having on their fast suits. How often do they wear their slow suits?
Well, you know, and Mark's knows more about it than I do. You know, there were the really, really fast suits that had a touch of buoyancy to them that were banned, I believe, a year ago or so. But even without those banned suits, the ones that Michael Phelps used and the other Olympians, those are gone. But they still are able to put on suits that are longer, they're tighter. And it's just amazing. But when these kids put these suits on, and then they rest, and they shave, and taper, and do all these things, their times just drop phenomenally. And they're not cheap. So that's another thing that, of course, the university has to field for these athletes. These suits are very. It's like getting a Wii or an Xbox or a couple of them for one of your kids. So it's quite an investment. But they make the swimmer more streamlined, and it's more of, I think it's a physiological thing once they put these suits on. But what do you think, Mark?
Well, the suits do two things. Number one, there is a certain level of buoyancy, and number two, there's a high level of muscle compression. They're very, very tight. And as the muscle fatigues, the compression of the suit delays the onset of muscle fatigue, I think is probably the best way for the person who's not familiar with the sport to understand it. But it creates this illusion that, and it compresses the muscle so the muscle can hang on and work a little bit longer for you as you're racing.
Phil and Mark, obvious question we need to pose here is most fans might not be aware of this, but Phil has sent two daughters up to UVA who both swim for Coach Bernardino, Lauren Perdue and Meredith. Interesting, they're both freestylers, just like their dad. Imagine that. Maybe talk about the trust factor that is required and what a great feeling it must be for Phil to be able to send his children to swim at UVA.
Well, I mean, for me, it was fantastic. It was difficult for me to keep my big mouth shut during the recruiting process. And, you know, for Meredith, she didn't, have as many looks as Lauren did, but Mark was, gracious enough to bring her up and have her look at the school, and I think he did recognize that she did have some talent, latent talent. So then she got there, and my daughters are very, very close, and I knew that within reason, wherever Meredith went, that as long as the program would support Lauren, I had a feeling Lauren would probably tag along. Again, as long as it was a school that Lauren was looking at. So I was elated. You know, for selfish reasons, I can go to the same school. It's a school where I'm very familiar with. I was there for 15 years. in all my different trainings and such, and it's a great program. Both my daughters have improved, and Mark will tell you right out that there's a lot of programs where, you know, quality swimmers come out of high school, whether it's, you know, if you look at track athletes or swimmers, where it's all based on time, and a lot of these kids don't necessarily improve when they get to college, and that's really not the case at Virginia. Most all these swimmers drop; they get a lot faster, and that was something that we all, as a family, had considered when they thankfully chose Virginia.
Mark, we've got a number of athletes on your team from the Richmond area: Liz Shaw, Rachel Norath, and Summer Myers on the girls' team are all from Richmond, and then David Wren is also from Richmond. You've brought a lot of really nice swimmers from the Richmond area up to Shottsville. Maybe you can speak to some of that, and why has that been so successful?
Well, we've been very, very blessed to have an extremely positive relationship with the club programs in the city of Richmond, and most specifically with the NOVA program, which is coached by Jeff Brown. And Jeff just does a tremendous job of developing young swimmers. And we've had a long tradition of NOVA swimming athletes come to UVA and succeed at very, very high levels. Interestingly enough, Phil grew up in the Richmond area, and one of Phil's teammates is a gentleman named Andy Wren. And Phil was my first great swimming athlete ever. And Andy was our second really great swimming athlete at Virginia. And both of Andy's nephews, Garrett and David Wren, have come here and enjoyed a lot of success. The current crop of Richmond swimmers, David, Liz, Rachel, and Ann Summer, they're not only some of our best swimming athletes, they are tremendous leaders, they're tremendous people, they're incredible students, they're highly involved in the university community. There's just something that's worked really, really well between the University of Virginia swim program and outstanding swimmers in the greater Richmond area. And for that, I feel very fortunate and very blessed.
Well, Coach, we feel fortunate that you were able to join us tonight. And Phil Perdue, thank you as well. We'll look forward to doing it again. And, Coach, good luck with the remainder of the season. In particular, let's get on and get some more ACC championships.
Okay, Jim, we'll do our very best. And I thank you and Frank very much for sharing some time with me this evening.
We loved it.
Coach Mark Bernardino and former standout swimmer at Virginia, Phil Perdue, joining us. We're going to go to break now and come back with Michael Tusky in the Olympic sports update, speaking of swimming, back after these messages.